Portland.
We have now, and I think we'll get in the future, this program isn't going to miss a beat, and I think can rise to.
I know you follow that stuff. How is he recruiting them?
I think he's just, like anything Coach Anderson does, he's confident, and he's straightforward, and he's going to go after great players. I don't know the intricacies of it, but I'm excited with this freshman class. I mean, that's mostly Coach B's guys, but we got some JUCO guys that are great players, too, and that's a component I think we haven't had in the past that can really help us.
Chris, how do you manage the expectations coming into the season, how touted you are? When you get to the level of play you've gotten to, how do you kind of manage that going into the regular
season? I think you just handle your business the way you have in the past. You know, external things don't affect day one of fall camp practice. Things as practical as preparing for practice and taking care of your body, eating right, and just doing all those little things, everything else will take care of itself. I'm excited. I think, in large part, the period of transition with Coach Anderson and his staff is kind of over. We've had 7 months now and to get to know one another, to get to know the scheme. So we're ready to, once fall camp starts, just to hit the ground running.
And your coach had great things to say as a leadership, yourself and the senior class. What can you say to that?
Well, I'm thrilled. I try to be a good leader. We've got an easy group to lead, though. We've got a lot of high-character players, a lot of tough guys who don't complain, who will jump on board with anything from a lift to community service and school. So we don't have very many problem guys, so it's an easy group to lead.
Speaking of community service, you guys just participated in the kind of that created a genetic rare disease. Why did you guys decide to start something like that?
Well, I can't take credit for it. I didn't create it. Scott Shirley, who played in the Big Ten a decade ago, started this organization. When Maryland and Rutgers come in, we'll have half the Big Ten as a member of Uplifting Athletes. So it was just something that we had to do. It was such a great organization. You saw what Nebraska's done with Team Jack, and that's the same organization. So I think it's going to grow at Wisconsin. This first event with Darian was a great start. Hopefully it grows into something pretty special.
And just maybe talk a little bit more about it being local and being able to bring it to Wisconsin.
Yeah, well, initially it wasn't our plan with Uplifting Athletes to go with Darian. We had done some community service with him, and then when Uplifting Athletes came in, we did a little more research, and Darian actually was afflicted by rare disease, so it was a perfect marriage. And he's meant a lot to our team, and I think he will continue to be an inspiration for us.
What's the transition period been like with the new coach for you guys?
Well, it went well. I think we were able to meet and understand Coach Anderson's philosophy in the winter, and then the spring ball allowed us to kind of get into the football aspect of it. So in large part, I think the transition period is really over, and we're ready to get fall camp started.
I don't know if you watched the press conference of Gary's presentation to the media, but afterwards, people were on social media complaining about him that he's too boring. Compared him that he needed to be more like Brett, a little more outspoken like Brett.
Yeah, well, I think you don't get any points for media day, so we'll be boring today, and hopefully come August 31st, we can be exciting.
Is he boring to you? I mean, he certainly has some, seems to have a pretty even keel about things.
Well, I don't go to Coach Anderson for entertainment. I hopefully go for guidance and leadership and fielding a good football team, so I don't think he's boring, no. He's got a great personality, like I said, he's not my entertainment value. I got a TV at home I can watch.
One of the big topics out there is the Ed O'Bannon lawsuit. Would you join that if asked?
I'd have to look into it. I don't know the suit. I'd probably have to read up on it. But it is an issue that I think is absolutely unjust in college football. We're here today at the Hilton Chicago. Nice place. Media day, hundreds of media. Mm-hmm. And it's amateur athletics, so there's something, there's a disconnect there that I believe in the issue, but as far as the case, I don't know the specifics.
So you feel you should be paid? Is it that simple?
No, I think anybody who contributes to a money-making venture should get their fair share. Mm-hmm. I don't know in what capacity, I don't know the specifics, I don't know the figures. I will say that there's absolutely a disconnect when administrators and people are making a lot of money, and players' parents can't come to the game.
Chris, did you have was there a moment where it kind of hit you, the reality of that situation that you're talking about? I mean, I remember Chris Weber talking about, you know, not being able to pay for a meal and walking by a university bookstore and seeing his jersey in the window. I mean, have you had any moments like that?
Yeah, I think every athlete, obviously there's guys that come from you know, good backgrounds, you know, they're affluent, but there are guys eating PB&J and ramen noodles more than they should based on what they contribute. But, you know, we're not going to be affected by that, I don't think. It's probably something that happens down the line.
Play a lot of video games?
I don't, no. I used to. I grew up playing, but not anymore.
You mentioned the Team Jack thing was a inspiration for you guys, or, you know, motivation for you guys to do something similar?
Yeah. Team Jack is under Uplifting Athletes, a national organization, and they came and visited us in the winter about starting a chapter at Wisconsin. Obviously, we understand everything they've done with Team Jack, that Rick has done. And, it was impressive, and the organization in general is something really impactful that we wanted to be a part of.
Is Wisconsin still Wisconsin? We know that big, bad, rugged team that just beat you up. I mean, your personality is not going to change, is it?
No, we are. We're the same Wisconsin. I think based off the kids we have in the state, we'll always be that Wisconsin. Even if you run a different scheme, we'll always be physical, we'll always be tough, and we'll always try to outwork and outsmart our opponents.
Chris, I'm sure you've seen the video now of the targeting. Do you know what it is and what it isn't? Do you have a clear idea in your head what you can't do?
I don't know if they know specifically what it is. I haven't seen a lot about it. We have a meeting with the officials during fall camp, so that'll help clarify things. When you hear the word ejection, it's kind of a scary thing, especially if it would mean, what does it mean, suspension in the next game?
I think it's if it happens in the second half, first half of the next game.
Okay. Yeah, that's a strict penalty. So I don't know. Once I hear what they have to say in the fall,
there's no linebacker. How do you can't measure yourself in that moment, can you?
Yeah, and it's not always the defensive player. Sometimes the offensive player, based off their movement, creates the contact, creates the helmet-to-helmet. So it's tough. There's a lot of gray area. Hopefully our officials can make the right calls.
Chris, do you feel that this defense is more aggressive, and do you think that plays to the strengths of this team, especially with some of the uncertainty in the back?
Well, I think we'll be fine back there. But, yeah, we're absolutely going to be more aggressive, and we've got great blitzers. We've got great stand-up guys for the 3-4. So I think it caters to our skill set pretty well.
Hey Chris, what was your assessment of